It's Tuesday, April 2nd. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barry 360. Here's your ticket for the weather roller coaster. Expecting rain today. Could morph into snow in some areas, and the wind could blow at 70 kilometers an hour. We're under a rain, snow, and wind advisory from Muskoka through Simcoe County to Toronto, thanks to an advancing Colorado low. Not clear how it's going to track, so all we can tell you at this point is to be prepared for a lot of rain, the potential for snow at higher elevations in particular, and that wind that could wreak havoc with power lines. The weather advisory is laid out in detail on the Weather Watch page at Barry360.com. Good thing this celebration is this morning. Base Borden marking the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force with the unveiling of an Ad Astra monument.
The Ad Astra monument is something that the 16-wing honorary colonels have created. It's a beacon. It's a 22-foot-high beacon, laser-cut, fully LED lit up. That is at the entrance of the North Gate into Borden.
Wayne Hay is honorary colonel of the Canadian Forces School for Aerospace Technology and Engineering. The celebration begins with the reopening of the Hangar 11 Museum at 9:30. The unveiling of the monument is at 11:30. The public is invited to attend. A Canadian is believed to be among seven aid workers killed in an airstrike in central Gaza. World Central Kitchen says its workers were delivering food aid that had arrived by sea when their convoy was struck while leaving the warehouse. Rescuers attempting to help an orphan killer whale out of a BC lagoon and reunite it with its family have turned to artificial intelligence. Executive director of the research group Bay Cetology says its technology can identify specific whales in photos and track the orphaned animal's relatives. Jared Towers says knowing where the other whales are will help if the orphaned animal ends up having to be lifted out of the lagoon and placed in the ocean close to family. That's your kickstart for April 2nd. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, whatever you do today, do it with the confidence of a 4-year-old in a Batman t-shirt.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Changing their life forever so they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.